Now a sepia-toned photo of a studio lot wavers, then turns into the WB Shield. Warner Brothers Pictures, 75 years entertaining the world. A Time Warner Entertainment Company. A fireball explodes from the shield. Titles appear. Warner Brothers presents Lethal Weapon 4. Nighttime. Sergeants Martin Riggs and Roger Murtaugh drive in the rain.
417 at fired at Sixman Flower.
Riggs, you sure we're on the right street?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. We must be getting warm.
Warm.
See anything?
Where? I don't see anything, man.
Whoa, this must be the place, huh?
The two men stare.
What the hell is that?
On the street, a man in a welding helmet and combat gear fires into a shop, then torches it with a flamethrower.
Gun. Who's this joker?
I don't know. Spokesman for the NRA, maybe. I don't know.
Charlton Heston? What do we do now?
Run him over.
What if he turns around and shoots us with that assault rifle?
Well, he hasn't yet. Have you thought about that? Maybe he won't.
Yeah, but what if he does?
Don't be a doobie. Be a doobie. Come on, Roger. Be positive.
Positive? Yeah.
The man torches a tree.
Hey, let's run him over.
Good. I'm glad you see things my way.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't turn around.
Well, he won't turn around. Okay, we'll creep up on him nice and slow so he won't notice.
Yeah, okay.
Will him not to turn.
Will him?
Power positive thinking.
Turn around. Come on, will him with me, Rog.
Will him.
Riggs drives toward the man, down the deserted street. Murtaugh's eyes widen.
Don't turn around.
Believe it.
Don't turn around.
The torture sweeps a flame across their path.
He's turning.
Riggs swerves. The man lifts his rifle.
Get down.
They bail out, then fire over the car roof. The bullets ricochet off the man's shield. They duck back down.
They just bounce right off him.
I saw it. We're in trouble, man.
I'll draw his fire. You run for cover.
Hey, no. I'll draw his fire. You run for cover.
What are you, out of your mind? You got a wife, kids. I got a lot less to lose than you.
Bullets pepper their car.
What? Hey,
Riggs.
Don't get going, Rog. Get out of here.
Riggs takes another shot.
Another Riggs. I wasn't supposed to tell you this, but Lana's pregnant. You're going to be a father.
Don't get going. Get it. What did you say?
Hey, you're going to be a father.
Riggs gapes.
He
blinks.
I was afraid to tell you. He's afraid to get angry. You guys never talk about children.
A baby.
A police car swoops in. The torture turns on it.
There's something I'm not supposed to tell you two.
What?
Rianne's pregnant. You're going to be a grandfather.
Rianne's what?
A police helicopter flies low as a fleet of cars arrives. Murtaugh crawls to Riggs.
The Rianne can't be pregnant. She's not married.
Well, I don't think she intended to get that way.
One car speeds toward the torture, then reverses in flames. It rear-ends another police car. Fires and red sirens light the night. Murtaugh squints.
They're asking me to be a granddaddy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the street, two cops flee. The torture turns, his features concealed beneath the dark helmet. He faces Riggs and Murtaugh and turns on a Walkman. Riddles their car with bullets. One tire goes flat. Riggs stands. His shots spark as they hit the man's helmet. The torture staggers, then advances.
Here's what we're gonna do. Take your clothes off.
What the hell for?
What for?
Yeah!
Okay, you run. Flambo here turns, sees you in your undies. It distracts him. I know it'll distract me, and that's when I shoot.
Shoot what?
The valve of that napalm tank.
Hey, you hurry up. A little bit before he shoots me?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe!
Gunfire shatters the car windows. Riggs stands. His bullets hit the man's breastplate, knocking him back. Riggs crouches and reloads.
Hey, is he black?
Too much armor on, I can't tell.
No, not him. The father of the baby.
Okay.
Please let him be black.
As the torture moves closer, Murtaugh takes off his pants.
Get going, here he comes. Hey, are those little hearts?
Not Riggs. Just hit the death valve.
Okay. Also, clap your arms and make noises like a bird.
Clap my arms like a bird.
It'll distract him more. I need him to turn.
All right.
On two.
On
ready?
We almost go on three.
No time for three. Go. Two.
What about one?
All right. One, two, get going.
Shirtless in red boxers, Murtaugh runs into the open, elbows flapping. The torture turns.
Shoot him.
Riggs aims at a canister on the man's back. Flames jet from the canister, rocketing the man into the air. He skids toward a gas station, wedging under a fuel truck.
Hey,
The truck explodes, lifting into the air. A ball of fire engulfs the gas station. Riggs and Murtaugh look back, then take off as the truck crashes down. It flattens their car.
Hey, Riggs! Hey, you think they're burnt thing? Help, man! You think it helped?
No, I just wanted to see if you'd do it. Cute shorts.
Hey, go spin, Riggs!
Come on, I'll buy you a donut.
Hey, don't put your arms around me when I'm naked.
Well, surely you're not ashamed of your body.
Words appear. Almost 9 months later. Nighttime. In a powerboat, Riggs and Murtaugh sit on the flybridge, peering down at the deck.
He's a lively one. Ooh.
Hey, that shark damaged my new boat. I'm taking it out on you, Leo.
Hey, I didn't mean to catch it, okay?
What do you want to keep it for?
A shark squirms on the deck.
Anyway.
What are you kidding? The teeth look great on a wall.
Yeah, well, they gotta stop snapping first.
Yeah, maybe you'll fall asleep.
Hey, let's go down and engage him in conversation. You should nod off.
Yeah, it don't look tired to me.
Oh, maybe chewing on Leo will wear him out, make him sleepy.
Hey, you think sharks eat their own kind?
Oh, stop it. You guys got me in stitches.
Leo clings to a ladder above the shark.
Okay, where's my bag?
Starboard side out.
Starboard, that's left, right?
No, port's left, starboard's right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Right
side aft.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. I got it.
Check both sides. You're trying to find it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Careful!
The shark snaps at him. Leo backs into the cabin.
Maybe we should throw him overboard. What do you think?
I'll throw them both overboard.
Boy.
There's no witnesses out here at night. We could probably get away with it.
Yeah.
Oh, you too.
Riggs and Murtaugh settle at the helm.
You know, I kept my nose out of it. You and Lorna. Hey, you're having a baby.
Yeah.
You're living together.
Yeah.
You're not getting married.
Why does that violate your family value system or something?
Well, I'm just trying to understand.
Well, Rhiann's not married either, you know.
It's... Oh, okay. That's hit below the belt nowadays.
You know, when I was married, it was good. You know, put the ring on, you make the commitment, you do all the... She's dead because I'm a cop. She's dead because I'm a cop. And I don't wear the ring anymore. But, you know, I look down, it's still there. I still feel it. And, I don't know, it's like I'm not... finished with that yet. I don't know how to explain that. Does that sound like a bunch of bull to you?
No. It's not finished. It's not finished. Yeah.
Leo scrambles up the ladder behind them.
Okay. You did say aft.
A-F-T. Aft.
And that's a for real word.
In the back of the cabin on the right side, Leo.
Well, why didn't you just say that to begin with, Roger? I love these people get around boats and water. All of a sudden, everything becomes flippin' nautical. Astern, avast, you landloppers. Man, the bilge pump. What? Pump your flippin' ass.
All right.
Okay.
Waving his stubby hands, Leo descends again. The other two shake their heads.
So what does Lorna say about this?
Well, she doesn't like nautical terms either. Huh? We haven't discussed it, and that's pretty messed up.
I mean, the baby's due in a few days, and you guys haven't even talked about getting married?
Yeah. No. I haven't done it at all.
Riggs gazes down at the deck.
We want Leo to shoot the shark.
I do want Leo to shoot the shark. Hey, no, Leo!
What?
Murtaugh grabs a gun from Leo's hand.
What's the big deal?
Hey, you're shooting a gun on my boat!
I'm not shooting your boat, I'm shooting George here!
Well, nobody's killing it! Nah, I'm not letting a good animal die just so you can have his teeth, Leo!
Sure getting grumpy since you fell out, you're gonna be a grandpa!
Yeah.
Riggs shoves him toward the shark.
Hey, Riggs, don't fool around!
Leo clings to Riggs, who holds his gun.
Hey, this is some piece of hardware. You got a permit for this?
I'm a P.I. now, of course I do!
A P. what?
Yeah?
P.I., a gumshoe, you know, you get in ugly situations. I got guns, everything.
Yeah, you are an ugly situation.
Ah, well, permit or no permit, you don't deserve to have this. You're not safe.
Hey!
He tosses it overboard. Suddenly, a ship looms alongside them.
A ship!
It's inches away.
All right, Raj!
Chinese letters mark its hull.
They're gonna hit it!
Did you hear shots? Did you?
Coast Guard, Code 7, 7233.
242, 92-11-815. Bubbles is around. Reporting multiple gunshots on the freighter heading due east toward L.A. Harbor. Over.
We gotta go.
07.
Come on, Roger.
As the freighter churns past them, Murtaugh starts his boat. Riggs grabs for the wheel.
Who was it? We know who it was?
Okay, here we go.
Please,
no.
I'll drive. Leo leans in. Murtaugh pushes him away. Leo tugs at Riggs' gun, which emits a red beam.
Hey,
where's
that? Did you get a new gun?
Yeah, you want some laser surgery?
Hey, watch those lasers. You can blind somebody, Riggs.
As Murtaugh gets back on the radio, the freighter's captain listens.
Coast Guard, this is Code 7 in pursuit of freighter, heading north, awaiting instructions. Over.
Decimal Code 7, this is U.S. Coast Guard 18, your present course. We have a cutter en route.
Slowing down for
us. We're just staying right here. Coast Guard will be here any minute.
A spotlight shines from the freighter.
Show my badges.
LAPD! LAPD!
Los Angeles Police Department! We heard gunfire! The Coast Guard is on the...
A gunman fires from the stern. Riggs fires back, taking him out. Bullets puncture several oil barrels on deck. Riggs shoots out the spotlight, and the sparks ignite the oil. Flames spread across the freighter's deck. As the three friends watch, a barrel rockets into the air. The captain runs out of the pilot house.
Boat's on fire! Freighter's on fire!
Let's board him!
What are you talking about, let's board him?
Crewmen lower a lifeboat into the harbor as Murtaugh's boat speeds around the side.
All right, okay. I'm upside. Now what do you do now?
Look, they're trying to get away in the lifeboat. Get me up there, Roger.
In the abandoned pilot house, the wheel spins. The freighter heads for a beach. Riggs points his gun at the lifeboat.
A hell of a fishing trip.
Shut up and get your head down or something.
LAPD! LAPD! Stop where you are! You! Hold it right there!
The crewmen jump out of the lifeboat.
He's got it!
Grabbing a rope, Riggs jumps into the lifeboat. His gun in his mouth, he shouts at Murtaugh.
Tie it up!
Murtaugh pulls away. Riggs' eyes bug out as the rope lifts him onto the freighter's deck. Leo grins.
That was great, buddy.
What are you listening to Leo for?
The ship's keel hits ground. On board, Riggs lurches and rolls across the deck. The freighter comes to a stop. As Riggs starts to sit up, a crewman a few feet away fires at him. He ducks. Another barrel rockets into the air. Murtaugh and Leo look up.
Wow, look at that!
It plummets toward them.
Oh, no! Jump!
Murtaugh and Leo surface splashing. The boat starts to sink.
My boat! My new boat!
On the freighter, the crewman ducks behind a pipe. Riggs aims his laser at a steel deck wall. Finding a ricochet point, he fires. The man drops back. Riggs gets up, staying low. Two more men jump overboard. In the water.
The shark.
Where about a shark?
The shark's fin slips into the water nearby.
Don't leave me! Don't leave me!
Riggs searches the freighter. He opens a door. The captain knocks him back. He swings again and Riggs grabs his jacket. In the water, Leo gapes at the fin. On deck, the captain karate kicks Riggs in the head. Spinning around, he kicks him again. Riggs tumbles to the floor. Murtaugh and Leo swim toward a lifeboat. On deck, the captain lowers a rope over the ship's prow. Riggs comes to. In the shadow of the freighter's enormous bow, the captain shimmies down the rope and lands on the beach. Murtaugh and Leo reach the lifeboat. Murtaugh pulls himself in, then Leo.
Leo.
Above them, Riggs stumbles to the railing. Murtaugh holds up a lifesaver from his boat.
It's all I've got left.
Riggs stands at the railing, wincing. His blue eyes widen. Glancing around, he picks up a loose pipe. Gripping it tightly, he approaches a wooden hatch. Riggs lifts the hatch door. He stares. Inside, a crowd of Asian refugees stares back uncertainly, their faces dirty. Now in a restaurant.
Four sets of papers. Totally genuine. They'll get in the country and they'll be able to stay forever.
U.S. citizens.
An elderly Chinese man examines the papers.
I asked them to vote the incumbent party next election. Help me keep my job with the State Department.
Bloody marvelous.
Well, they've red-flagged all the Asian visas lately. Those weren't so easy to slip through.
Another man speaks to the older man, Benny Chan. Subtitles appear. The ship's been impounded. A young man, Wa Sing Ku, eyes them. What about the family? We don't know yet. Chan stands. Don't worry, we'll take care of them. He hands the government official an envelope of cash.
Goodbye. Leave.
The official hurries out. The older man turns to the younger. I'll find them. Now. The old man's face remains grave. Then he bows slightly. The young man watches, his lips tight. He fingers a rope of ivory and ebony beads. Now, Coast Guard ships surround the beached freighter. As refugees unload, Riggs and Murtaugh watch beside a white officer.
Coast Guard interdicts about one of these a month.
Pretty raggedy looking.
6 weeks locked in a hold with one toilet, rice, a little fish to eat. Lousy deal for 35 grand a head.
35 grand? Where'd they come up with that kind of money?
Didn't. Got to work it off. And the snakeheads, the smugglers, they sell them as cheap labor.
Sell them?
Like slaves.
Guess these must be the lucky ones, huh?
Yeah, they'll claim asylum. Say they were persecuted like everybody else, and we'll send them packing. Cost you and me a damn fortune.
What happens to bring me your tired, your poor, your wretched masses yearning to be free, huh?
Now it reads no vacancies.
I guess your parents were Native Americans.
The officer shoots him a look. Two more officers carry a body on a stretcher.
They pop on every boatload. Shows the rest what'll happen if they run off or don't pay.
This is nobody's slave now.
Shaking their heads, Riggs and Murtaugh move away. Nearby, Leo speaks with the press.
We're on the boat, and I see this barrel coming down, you know? And Sergeant Murtaugh didn't see it, so I push him out of the way. The big guy had to see it. I knock him over, and we're in the water, and I'm pulling him because he doesn't swim good. See, I gotta save this big guy.
Hey, there's that kid. What's his name? Missile?
No. It's a food.
Burger.
No, biscuits or something. Yeah. Like that, you know. Always kissing my butt, always give me coffee and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, Sergeant Riggs, Sergeant Murtaugh.
A young black detective approaches.
Long story. Hey, man, you're all wet.
Yeah.
You need a blanket or something?
No, I'm fine.
Hey, somebody get this man a blanket right now.
Blankets, yes, sir.
All right.
Let's get this body out of here.
Hey, hold up. What we got here?
He kneels beside the body on a stretcher.
Gunshot! He's dead, man. Freaking dead, man.
What?
Yeah, this is how he wanted to come to America, right? What was you, in the killing section? This guy's been shot 4 times.
Well, yeah.
At close range, like he was executed.
He was executed.
Yeah, by the crew.
Yeah.
What the heck, man? We got people getting killed left, right, and center in this town. Now we're importing victims? Hey, gangbangers want to kill each other? No problem. You, me, one of us gets shot. Hey, occupational hazard. But just a normal guy, this poor guy, what the heck did he ever do to anybody? That ain't right.
All right, easy, Biscuits.
Yeah, you'll get an ulcer like this, kid. You gotta settle down here.
Blanket!
Murtaugh looks around uneasily.
Oh, sorry, blanket.
Here's your blanket.
I'm sorry, I'm losing my head. I just hate to see bad things happen to good folk, that's all.
Well, we'd like to stick around and shoot the breeze with you here, Butler, but you look like you're in charge here, so...
Sir, you should really take this. It's free. You're all wet.
I'm out. Yeah.
Get some of that vapor rub it on your chest.
All right, Booker.
Sir, over here.
As the sergeants move away, the press crowds the young detective.
Hey, get him out of here!
Hey, come on.
Yeah. This job got him personally.
Personally, yeah. He's pretty serious, I'd say. Overzealous. Yeah, emotionally.
Are you jealous of who?
I don't know. Who's he jealous of?
You just said he was jealous of him.
I didn't.
No, you just said.
I said he was zealous. Yeah, oh, as in full zealous, of zeal.
He's
you know,
loud,
so,
too.
What?
It's loud.
What?
Loud.
Oh, yeah. We better get up before the sun comes up.
I've got something in the light bulb. Yeah.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll catch the squad ride up to the. Hey, Rod. I'm sorry about your boat.
Riggs.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Shoot.
Waving him off, Murtaugh wades out to one of the freighter's lifeboats and retrieves his lifesaver. He gazes at his own boat's name written across the ring.
My code 7.
Frowning, Murtaugh glances around the lifeboat, then crouches, peering at the heavy tarp that cloaks its stern. He lifts it away. Eight refugees peer back fearfully. A gray-haired man clutches a little boy. Murtaugh looks around the harbor, then back at the family. Riggs drives into a beach parking lot and gets out, gripping a bag of fast food. Massaging his stiff neck, he opens the door of his sunny trailer home.
Hey!
Lorna stands at the kitchen sink eating.
You were coming home last night.
I know. I'm sorry, honey. I had some bad Chinese.
You look a little banged up.
Oh, you look a little knocked up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, good.
He kisses her round belly.
Whoa, no! Easy, tiger. Here he goes again.
There she goes again.
Well,
You okay, though?
I'm good. I'm better than Roger anyway. His boat sank.
No.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Boat sank?
Yeah, I had a little something to do with it.
He feeds a dog a French fry. She tosses it a dog biscuit.
Some cookies.
What happened?
You get the good stuff. What happened? Gunfights, explosions, sharks, the usual.
Here, boy.
She tosses Riggs some fruit.
You know, you out fishing, Riggs. I mean, does trouble just go looking for you?
No. He seems to know pretty much where I am most of the time.
Oh, God.
Hey, you finished the nursery.
He steps into a room decorated with dog toys connected to the trailer kitchen.
For a girl or a boy. It's cute, huh?
No, it's a dog fest. What'd you get, the whole 101?
I know. I got a little carried away with puppies.
Yeah?
Kid'll probably hate dogs.
He gazes at her back, then scratches his head.
You know, Lorna, we never ever talked about marriage.
She turns slowly, a piece of apple almost at her lips. Wisps of blonde hair frame her high cheekbones. Shaking her head slightly, she moves closer, watching him.
Well, I sort of figured you didn't want that.
He opens his mouth.
You want to get married?
He chews nervously.
Well, no, no.
Me neither. You want some breakfast?
Yeah.
His smile fades. Later, Riggs steps onto a sunlit deck that wraps around the trailer home in a shingled addition. Potted flowers decorate steps leading down to the beach. Riggs picks up a romance novel and sits in a rocking chair.
Serve and protect. Hey, since when have you been reading this smut?
Not smut, it's Ebony Clark.
Ebony Clark?
Trish gave it to me.
Every fiber in his being, he desired her. He devoured her with his eyes. Hey, can we try this thing on page 196 sometime?
She reads over his shoulder.
There's a good one on 168. Maybe later. Nothing comes between a pregnant lady and a meal.
Have I ever made your womanhood reach peaks that would rival the highest Himalayas?
Foothills of Malibu, maybe.
But not even a Teton?
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, gee, thanks. I thought I'd at least rate the Rockies here.
Well, you know I'm kidding.
She kisses him.
Mm. Oh, you're just saying it to make
me... No, I'm not.
Feel better.
No, I'm not. You know I'm playing. I've been to plenty of mountain tops with you, Riggs. It's just that I'm hungry.
No. Well, when you have that kid, we'll blow off Mount St. Helens.
I brought you a donut.
A donut? Police food. How did you know?
Later, they step onto the beach for a walk.
So I dropped by Internal Affairs yesterday to say hi.
Really? How's things with the rat squad?
I picked something up. Good one.
What's the cheese?
Oh, yeah. IA got an anonymous tip. Person said Roger's on the take.
No. No, he's not.
I know he's not. It's probably some jerk he put away, but... With the new boats all the time and putting two kids through college, I just thought, I don't know.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I've actually tried to persuade him to take my...
Oh, stop it, Riggs. I can't hear that. Blah, 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 nothing.
I'm not saying anything about that anymore. I'm kidding, okay?
That's awful.
I'm kidding.
Don't tell him I said that because he's got enough problems. He'll blow his top. It'll be awful. Just don't say anything.
What do you mean?
I in general, problems.
No, we you don't. You mean something specific. I got a nose for these things. Come on, tell me what. Yeah, there's something.
No, you know, I don't want... You know what? You're pushing me now, and I really don't
you
want you to go there.
You have enough chance to feel better. Tell me.
Oh, Riggs, you
I'll
know what?
I'll put you on the rack.
No, I really
you know,
don't
I'm not
want
gonna
to
leave you alone
until
you tell me.
I'll tell you what it is. It's pregnancy destroying my brain cells. I can't believe I said that.
What? What? Oh, I'm drooling. What?
Oh, Riggs. Okay. Promise me. Swear to me that you will never say a word about this ever.
I swear.
Right hand.
I swear, I won't ever. I promise. What?
Okay, you know how Roger is about his daughter going out with cops?
Yeah, he'd kill him, so.
Yeah, well, so Leanne's married to one. He's the father of her baby. She's too afraid to tell Roger. They met last year, they fell in love, she got pregnant, they got hitched. That's the story.
And nobody's telling Roger about this.
After the baby's born, Rex.
What, you mean it's a package deal? Here it is, take it or leave it?
Yeah. No.
Does Trish know about this?
Yeah, she knows.
Well,
she doesn't know you know, but Trish knows.
Who's the lucky soon-to-be-dead son-in-law?
Rex.
Who?
Sergeant Lee Butters.
Oh, this just gets better and better. Biscuits? I mean, no wonder he's been sucking up to Raj. He brings him apples and blankets and
coffee.
Not a word,
Riggs. I'm telling you. Nothing.
Are you
just
kidding?
Calm down.
I'm not going to tell him anything. I mean, he'd shoot me just for being the messenger. I mean, he's my best friend, and it'd be wrong to mess with him. Promise. I won't mess with him.
As they keep walking, he kisses her.
Promise.
Later, they drive up to Murtaugh's house.
I don't think we have to discuss boys' names, period, because we're having a girl.
Yeah. Okay. Theodora.
I like Theodora. That's sweet.
They let themselves in the front door as Murtaugh comes downstairs.
Oh,
I love
that name.
I think
Wilfred's
sweet.
Hey, Rog, we're talking kids' names.
Yeah.
Has Rianne picked any names out yet? I mean, you know, we need all help we can get. You know, we don't want to double up.
Right? Yeah, Oscar for the boy, Lorena for the girl.
I like Lee Butter. Better. I like it better.
Lorna hits him.
Hey, don't get me started.
I like those names.
Hey, Captain wants to see us downtown. Let's go.
Okay.
Trish will be right down. Have fun shopping for the baby.
Bye-bye, honey.
Yeah. Hey, who had the sleepover?
We're just airing out the camping gear. We're out of here.
Wow, something smells good in here.
Yeah,
a little refugee boy peeks out of the kitchen. Riggs stares.
That smells like Chinese food, doesn't it, honey?
Chinese food? No, Chinese. Oh, yeah, she's in the Chinese cooking.
Chinese. She's cooking something that smells good.
Murtaugh blocks their way.
I love Chinese food.
Please, Lorna, please.
What?
There's a Chinese person in the kitchen.
I saw him.
A couple of Chinese people. Actually, a whole family.
Riggs and Lorna open the door.
Large family.
Inside, Murtaugh's two teenagers eat with the lifeboat refugees.
Oh,
hey, guys.
Long time,
hey.
Good food.
Hello.
Yeah, that does smell good in here.
That's great.
Right.
They were hiding in lifeboats.
Oh, they were?
You know, after the INS guy said I had to do something.
Yeah, I heard him. I know you had to do something, so you brought him home.
Yeah, it took two trips. Yeah.
Really?
Two trips.
Yeah.
Open
the station wagon. Yeah. That's Ping over there with his grandfather, Hong. He's head of the family. Speaks pretty good English, eh? Hey, Hong, this is my partner, Martin Riggs, and this is Lorna.
Wife?
No.
Raj, can I speak to you for a minute?
Hey, Arnold, this is the best breakfast I've ever had.
Riggs follows Murtaugh into the hall.
You out of your mind? This is illegal.
Yeah,
this is,
I know.
As in against the law.
Have you any idea that storm you're bringing down on yourself?
Hold on, Riggs. Just wait a minute. The way I see it, there's a slave ships out there. And I'm freeing slaves. Like no one did for my ancestors, okay? Riggs. This is my chance to do something, do it right.
Oh. Why didn't you say so? I mean, this is not going to be boring. Need any help?
Murtaugh laughs.
Okay.
The two teenagers rush into the hall.
Hey, Daddy.
What is it this time, food or money?
Food and money.
More money than food.
I see more you two now than I did when you lived here.
Yeah, we're independent now.
Yeah, what are you going to spend it for?
Murtaugh pulls out a wad of 20s.
Yeah, I know it, Carlton. Okay, consider this a down payment on a future butt chewing. Okay, now get out of here.
Thank you.
I want to see some grades. I see the tuition. I want to see some grades.
Murtaugh stands in the doorway as the kids head down the brick walkway.
Thank you for the money. Thank you.
Boy,
I'm tired.
Me, you
know,
boy. Whew.
Say, we get a raise and nobody told me about it.
Murtaugh looks at the wad of cash.
I gotta get to the bank, man.
Yeah. Well, how'd you supposed to get there when you're being taken to the cleaners all the time? Huh?
Yeah.
Murtaugh's wife comes downstairs.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, babe.
Those the kids leaving?
Yeah, we're broke.
Is Lorna here?
Oh, yeah, she's in the kitchen. She's probably got a third breakfast by now.
I remember those days.
The front door opens into Riggs' back.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
No. You know, I love it when you do that.
Rianne kisses him.
You look terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait till she starts trying to raise that baby by herself.
Daddy, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Move back in and old Grandpa Raj would be up all night taking care of the baby.
Yeah, well, that's better than her marrying the wrong guy.
The others stare at him.
Well, you know, a cop or something.
True.
Come on, guys. See ya.
I should say goodbye to
Mom. In the kitchen, the little boy, Ping, sits next to Lorna. Riggs kisses Lorna as she eats.
Hey, you stay away from my girl. Mom, I'm not joking. You stay away from my girl.
Police headquarters, a news clipping taped to a cubicle shows Murtaugh in his red boxers, arms flapping. Murtaugh takes it down. He looks around the office.
All right, everybody. It's been a year almost already, okay? This stuff ain't funny no more. All right? Enough is enough.
Please, enough. All right? Okay, enough. I mean, I'm the one that gets it in the neck. Can we exercise a little maturity around here?
Behind Murtaugh's back, Riggs tapes the clipping back up.
Who the hell could be doing this? Hey, Riggs, I catch that idiot who put my picture up there. That's it.
They enter Captain Murphy's office. Walls
move. Captain.
Hey, Captain.
Listen, Captain,
still look out there.
I expect to see all the old faces. Instead, I see a bunch of kids whose names I barely remember. We're dinosaurs headed for extinction.
Speak for yourself. Yeah.
We're making way for the new, improved police force. Guys with guns and psychology degrees like Butters out there.
The young detective from the beach. He gives a friendly nod.
Biter has a psychology degree?
Like a psycho degree.
Hell, I got nothing against it. Times have got to change. Hey, I once got shot by a hot rodder with a zip gun. That's how far back I go.
Captain, you want to see us about something?
Some things don't change.
Here we go.
The department has lost its insurance carrier. All the damage you've done, they can't get a new one. While you two guys are still running around on the street.
They can't fire you either.
So, they're promoting you.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, there's no open lieutenant spots. So the chief is using a special privilege. He's making you captains.
No.
Better?
Captain.
I'm working. This sort of thing would send me right over the freaking falls. I swear to God, I'm getting old.
So what the hell we do now?
Captain stuff. Hang out by the coffee machine.
Yeah. Take long lunches, eh?
Yeah. Yell things like, Riggs, Murtaugh.
Chief laying bricks, man.
Finished?
Hey, you
finished?
Think you can stay off the streets and out of trouble? Something simple?
Absolutely.
Great.
Captain Riggs.
Captain Murtaugh.
The mock salute each other, then stand to leave.
All right, hey.
Yeah,
all
hey, right. This is... Hey. You want your badges? Let me see those sergeant badges.
Give me
those. Yeah. Throw them over.
They toss him their badges. Captain Murphy tosses them new ones.
This is one of the most painful experiences of my life. Now get out of here.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Captain.
Okay, Captain?
No, Captain, after you.
No, it's
after you, Captain.
They step out into the main office.
Captain, my Captain.
Captain's outrageous.
Yes.
You get a nice break from real police work. Golf, some tennis.
They got brown rings around the office.
You guys are captains. Why don't you come on up in the chopper for a ride?
Hey, not for me. Chopper's not my thing.
Change your mind.
He's a down-to-earth kind of guy.
They stop at the clipping.
I'm sorry.
Riggs tears it down, then holds up his badge.
Look, can we knock this stuff off, please? This is your captain speaking. Can we knock it off, please?
Okay.
As Murtaugh turns away, Riggs tapes it back up.
The man's got feelings, you know?
A few feet away, Murtaugh grins at his badge. Butters approaches.
Hey, congratulations. Look at you, Captain Murtaugh. I don't really know how to say this, but you really inspire me. Keep it up.
Hey, how's it going, Burton?
That's Butters, Captain.
But yeah, you'll remember that. She really likes you, huh?
Yeah, I wish she cut that out.
Yeah.
Hey, likes me.
Murtaugh stops, glancing around.
Likes me.
What?
No. You don't think he likes me that?
Riggs raises both hands in the air and shrugs.
You know, this is not the military, it's the police force. I mean, the millennium's creeping up on us. Share with you, you know what the captain said. New people, new department.
Murtaugh glances over at Butters, who grins and gives him a thumbs up. Now, Riggs approaches a woman in a pantsuit.
Dr. Woods?
Yes.
Dr. Woods.
Captain Riggs.
No, don't run. I
you know,
I
I'm in a rush.
I need to talk to you about it.
Do you? Wait, what is it this time? Reoccurring dreams about flying dwarfs? Or have you managed to cook up something entirely new?
Look, I'm sorry about all that. I wanted your advice. I was thinking of...
Thinking?
Marriage.
The M word?
What? I mean, does confidentiality mean anything to you?
That's funny.
Could you keep it down?
You know what would happen?
What?
We'd go into my office, and you know what you'd end up telling me?
What?
You'd tell me something like, Doc, I want to marry, Murtaugh. Or your mother, maybe. Or how about Nelson Mandela?
There's one.
Something to ridicule me, Riggs. Something to get a rise out of me. Listen carefully. I'm not stupid. And my time is reserved for police officers with real needs and real problems. Have you got that? Have you?
Can you run it by me again?
No. And you know what? I don't like you.
Riggs squints, then lifts his eyebrows. She storms away.
Stephanie?
She turns.
I can't go out with you. I'm in a relationship. I'm very happy. All right? I think you need to see someone. Look, you'll find someone someday who'll care for you and love you. Not in this department, but you're going to have to stop bothering me.
You're disgusting. What's the matter with you people?
Riggs grins. Riggs walks up to an officer.
Hey, Aang, what's shaking?
Hey, Captain Riggs.
Aang and another officer bow.
No, you're supposed to turn around and do that. We're captain.
You left your ass in Chinese last night.
I don't know, the tall ones came up to the navel. Most of them came around the knees.
Hey, they were short, and they were big enough to kick your ass. What can I do for you guys?
Well, one of the ship's crew shot one of the illegals last night, apparently under orders, and we'd dearly like to know, and we'll kick in for some junk food. Who's smuggling Chinese these days?
Well, we got no hard evidence, but we're pretty sure the big boss guy named Benny Chan.
Uncle Benny?
Hey, you know him?
Yeah, we had dealings with him back when he was running smack.
Hey, we never nailed him either.
No, hell no.
Hey, Benny's slippery.
Where's he hanging out these days?
See, he's got a nightclub, a couple restaurants. He operates mainly out on North Broadway. Here's the address.
Later, Murtaugh follows Riggs into the crowded squad room.
Riggs? Hey, there he is. Hey, Berger. Summers.
Butters.
Yeah, Butters. What do you got on that freighter homicide thing?
I'm all over it. Now, I talked to some of the illegals. Turns out they only knew the shooter by sight. Checked out the boat. Turns out that the boat is registered under some dummy corporation out of Indonesia. It's going to be a rough one to crack, but we'll nail it.
Yeah, hey, you ever hear of anyone called Benny Chan?
Benny Chan, nah. What kind of bad man is he?
Real bad, big crime boss in Chinatown.
If it's dirty, and it's Chinese, Benny's doing it.
So where do I find him?
At his restaurant.
You know, I'm kind of hungry for Chinese, Raj. How about you? Hey, you know, since we're going there anyway, we'll drive you.
Chinese? Yeah. Just let me get my jacket.
Raise me up with you.
Hey, the kid's doing a good job. Come on. Hey, you might need backup. And spend some time with him. You might learn to love him.
Huh?
Like a son.
A son?
In law enforcement, it pays to know your fellow officer. He might have to back you up one day.
Murtaugh gapes uncomfortably. Riggs walks off grinning as Butters claps Murtaugh on the shoulder.
Sir, let me just say it's going to be an honor to share some egg rolls with you.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
Let's get back in the screen.
Share.
Later, Riggs drives the others.
So, Butters, it seems like you hate crime in a sort of personal way, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why do you say that, sir?
Well, it's just last night I noticed you were, well, let's say more than slightly miffed, huh? Didn't you, Roger?
Yeah, yeah.
Any particular reason?
About 150,000 of them. I mean, that's how many bullets were zinging around my neighborhood growing up. Couldn't go outside, couldn't go near a window. Lived on the floor, ate on the floor, slept on the floor, watched TV on the floor. See, I didn't learn how to walk till I was 10 years old. Spent most of my formative years nose to nose with the family beagle. You know, when I'm working on a crime, I ain't thinking about the crime. I'm just thinking about that damn floor that pisses me off.
Murtaugh smiles.
Hey. We're supposed to be meeting Leo somewhere.
No, what?
Because he's following us. Don't look too hard.
Who's Leo?
It is, of course.
What does he want?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Murtaugh grins as Riggs pulls over to the curb. Leo, at the wheel of a red SUV, stops next to them, cutting off the car behind him.
Idiot! Whatever, whatever! Jerk!
Leo leans to the window.
You're looking for us, Leo?
You saw me, huh?
Yeah, we saw you. What you doing, Leo?
You know, I've been perfecting my tailing technique now that I'm a PI and all.
Oh, he's a private eyesore. Nice inconspicuous vehicle. I like it.
Hey, Riggs, who's the perp? What'd you bust him for?
Oh, I'm a perp? Oh, you see a young brother in the back of a police car, automatically I'm a perp? Look at my suit. Look at my tie. What do I look like, the Bloods and Crips accountant? Look at this badge, boy. Check out the gun.
Okay, license, okay. Hey, hey, okay, put the gun down.
License.
Registration! Okay. Urine sample!
Hey, I got a badge too, okay? Hey, German Jews didn't have it any easier when we were kids, so don't think you're the only one, okay? Okay? Besides, I knew you were a cop. I was only kidding with you. Hey, I can smell a cop a mile away.
Oh, I smell bad? What you trying to say?
Well, stop turning everything around. You're so damn touchy. These guys will tell you we work together. We got a history together. Maybe we'll work together someday. I'm the bomb. They'll tell you I'm great, you know?
Yeah. We're going to work together. As soon as I open up a cereal shop, you leaping leprechaun.
Hey, I ain't call you any names, you duck face. Don't start that. Okay?
A motorcycle cop pulls up next to Leo.
These guys will tell you everything.
Excuse me, sir. Double perk.
Oh, yeah. Listen, officer, I'm just talking with the detective.
Hey, we don't know this guy.
Yeah.
Think he might have been drinking.
Hey, they're just kidding. Hey, come back. I wasn't drinking. I'm just saying that.
Pull your breath in my hand.
Why do I got to blow in your hand?
No, I can smell it already.
Well, blow my stinking ear. I tell you to do it.
Okay.
In the back room of a Chinese restaurant, the young Chinese man, Hua Xingku, glares at Benny Chan. Subtitles appear. You promised to deliver the family. They're not at the detention center. They must have escaped. The uncle won't finish until he sees them. Don't worry, they'll turn up. Hua sneers. In Hong Kong, you'd already be dead. Riggs, Murtaugh, and Butters arrive in the lobby.
Excuse me, Judge. This is Frank. Where's Uncle Benny?
He's not here.
Is he in there?
Brushing past the maitre d', Riggs taps on the back room's large two-way mirror.
We have three people, right? Yeah.
Benny Chan watches through the glass. Riggs presses his face up to the glass, wrinkling his nose.
What's your green card? That's a racist remark.
I'm a policeman who asked you about your green card, you racist remark. Get out of here.
The cops follow the maitre d' into the back room.
Oh, it'll be fine. Hey, they've refurbished last year.
I couldn't stop them.
Hey, fellas. Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Out.
Can I get some drink or
no.
Food?
No.
Hey, Uncle Benny, how you doing? Hope this is a bad time. Hey, Roger, he still hasn't clipped his eyebrows.
Hey, what did we tell you about that? We'd hate not disturbing you, Uncle Benny.
And this is Detective Buckles.
Whatever he says.
Yeah, so? Sell any heroin? Buy any cops? Kill anyone nightly? How's the front? Restaurant.
Have something to eat. Give you the police discount.
Fly lice?
Fly lice. It is fry rice, you punk. I'm very busy. What is it this time?
Tell him, Buckus.
The only thing about a boatload of illegals that went aground last night?
Just what I saw on the news.
Some snakehead lost big money. 400 people and 35 grand. 14 million, Uncle Benny. They missed out on making slaves out of them, too.
You are cops. I thought smuggling Chinese was an INS problem.
Well, we found three bodies full of holes, so now it's a cop problem.
Three dead Chinese? Million more where they came from.
Well, that's right, Uncle Benny. Life's cheap. Well, the problem is they shot at me and Raj, too, and that fixes all.
We don't like that.
Too bad they missed. But still, I don't know anything about it.
Riggs points to Hua Xingku.
Hey, who's he?
Benny Chan gets up and stands between Riggs and Hua.
Well, he doesn't look too happy. What's his name? Who is he? Who's this guy? Is he just appraising your furniture?
He doesn't speak English.
Well, he's a dirtbag. Or poopy pants, or...
I think he understands it.
Riggs and Hua exchange glares.
Riggs.
Enter the drag.
You sure?
I mean, if you have nothing on me, get out.
Just know that we're still around, Benny.
I'm on your case, too.
Yeah.
But the door is closed.
Riggs swings his pistol at the two-way mirror.
See?
Grinning, Riggs steps through the shattered frame.
Don't forget my 10% policeman's discount.
Hua glares as they leave.
In Hong Kong, you'd be dead.
In the dining room, Riggs reaches for the fire alarm.
Don't have that, no, Riggs, don't.
No.
Riggs opens an umbrella over his head, then pulls the alarm. Water shoots all over the restaurant. The cops head down a flight of stairs.
You gotta try it sometime. Give it a whirl. Not only is it satisfying, but it's therapeutic. Yeah. I mean, it saves on the cost of a shrink. And
bad guys can't call the cops.
Hey, why not?
Through a window, Riggs spots the man from the freighter.
Hey, I know this guy. That's the captain. Hold it.
Riggs grabs his gun, and the man runs for it. Riggs dashes out of the restaurant in pursuit.
Remember, no damage!
The freighter captain and another man race down a sidewalk, then cut out onto the street, into traffic, with the cops in pursuit. Riggs rolls off the hood of a car, lands on his feet, and keeps running. Lagging behind, Murtaugh stumbles to a stop. He spots a man walking a bicycle.
I'm LAPD. I'm coming to your bike.
Murtaugh hands him cash.
Here, $200. Hey, Riggs!
And Riggs, I'm coming!
The man points at Murtaugh.
Johnny, somebody stole your bike!
Riggs and Butters race after the man. Murtaugh rides the bike down a crowded Chinatown street.
Chase the fast one!
What do you have, Alzheimer's?
The fleeing men split up and Riggs follows one, his arms pumping. The man dashes into a high-rise building, catches an elevator door as it closes, and forces his way in. Outside, Butters follows the other man.
Stop! Freeze!
Riggs runs outside the high-rise and sees the freighter captain riding up the glass-walled elevator. Riggs dashes to an outdoor staircase and jumps to the second-story railing.
Stop! Stop the Chinese, mother lover!
Butters pursues the other man down an alley, while Riggs sprints up the staircase. On the elevator, the freighter captain, spotting Riggs, pulls out a pistol and aims at the glass wall. The captain steps through the shattered glass and hops on top of another elevator going down.
Hey, Riggs!
Riggs races down the stairs. The freighter captain hops off the top of the elevator to the ground, losing his gun as he hits the pavement. Riggs rides the banister down the last two flights of stairs and chases after the fleeing freighter captain. Murtaugh follows, weaving unsteadily on the bike. Butters follows the other fleeing man into a restaurant. The patrons cower as Butters races past, his gun drawn. The man jumps out a second-story window onto the sidewalk. Butters bursts out the door behind him and shoves him face down to the concrete. Riggs pursues the freighter captain down a narrow alley. Murtaugh arrives, cutting off the alley, and the freighter captain dashes up a fire escape. Butters slaps cuffs on his captive, while Riggs chases the captain up the fire escape. The fleeing man kicks Riggs in the face, knocking him backward.
I got you coming down here, Riggs!
Riggs follows the captain onto a roof.
You got the right to remain silent, okay? You got the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we will provide you with the dumbest, stupid lawyer on earth. If you get Johnny Cochran, I'll kill you.
On the roof, Riggs races after the freighter captain. Grimacing, his arms pumping, the captain leaps through the air, landing on the roof of a neighboring building. Riggs sprints after him.
Hey, Riggs, don't jump! You broke your father! Don't jump!
Riggs jumps. He lands next to the captain, then rolls back, clinging to the edge of the roof as the captain hurries away.
Hold on, I got you! Hey, Riggs! Hey, don't move!
I won't move.
Hold on, here, I got you!
What are you gonna do, catch me?
Oh, no, I'm not gonna catch you, wait. I gotta jump to here!
Why are you running? You didn't do nothing, why are you running?
Hey, Butters! Get over here!
Butters and his handcuffed prisoner help push a dumpster under the dangling Riggs.
Hey, hold on, Riggs!
Hey, one more to the left, will ya?
Back a little bit, okay. No,
the other left.
Left, you changed up your mind.
Couldn't you have found something smaller?
And that's the only one I can find. I got it here. Now, you jump on three.
Okay, ready?
Ready. One.
Riggs falls. He crashes into the dumpster.
Hey, Riggs, you all right?
Yeah, I should have had him.
You damn right you should have had him.
Riggs grabs the prisoner's shirt.
Who's your partner? Yeah, come here.
I don't have a partner.
Yeah, the guy you were with him.
Yeah.
What's his name? Who
I'm a waiter at the restaurant. And then you guys pull a gun, try to kill me, and you physically abuse me. I want my lawyer.
You ain't no waiter. If you're a waiter, what's today's special?
Yeah.
What's today? Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Chicken and sweet sour pork, barbecue spare rib with special fries.
Ah, shut up!
I'm there to run.
Butters takes off the handcuffs.
Stay still.
I should have gone.
Get out of here! Johnny Cochran! Hey, he's right for me!
Now, the freighter captain walks wearily across the roof. A man gives him a savage kick to his face, knocking him down. The captain scrambles backwards against a metal fence as his attacker, Hua Xingku, steps closer, stroking his beads and glaring intently. The captain reaches for a gate, but Hua traps his hand with a lightning-fast kick. Another kick knocks the captain to the ground. Calmly, Hua advances. The captain gets to his feet, a look of panic on his face. He attacks, but Hua blocks him, then floors him with a punch. Hua dodges a kick, blocks two others, then knocks his foe to the ground. Hua smirks as he strangles the captain. Now Murtaugh comes home. He clicks on a light and walks to the living room, smiling as he sees Hong watching TV.
Finally, Mao left home to continue his schooling.
Seeing him approach, Hong, wearing a USC T-shirt, hops to his feet.
Sorry, Sergeant Murtaugh.
No, sit, please. And it's Roger.
This is your chair.
Oh, sit down, really. It's fine. Sit. You want something to drink? Tequila?
Thank you so much.
From Mexico.
Later, Murtaugh pours drinks.
This can't be the first time you had tequila, Hong.
No.
Yes.
No.
Smiling, Hong raises his glass.
Brad.
Brad. Toast, toast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, toast.
No, toast. Red, 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 red. Hey, you know anybody here?
My uncle. Mm. He paid so we can come to America.
You been in contact with him?
I leave message.
What's your uncle do?
In China, he's artist.
An artist? Yeah. Ah! It ought to be real tough leaving home.
In America, my children have chance to make good life.
We want the best for our children. Yeah. And our grandchildren.
You believe I'm a grandfather?
That's right, you're a grandfather. Ping, yes. You're Ping.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa. Where does the time go?
Hong looks at his wrist.
Don't know. I have no watch.
You have no watch?
Murtaugh takes off his own watch.
This is my pops. Here, take it. Yeah, he got it when he retired from the force. Yeah.
No, I cannot.
No. I want you to have it. You know, it belonged to a good man. It ought to belong to another good man.
Thank you so much.
Now, rain drizzles down into a wall mural depicting a Chinese soldier standing over four civilians. Words appear. Guangshan Prison, Guangxi Province, China. Behind the prison wall, soldiers drill as the night rains pour down on them. A small group of soldiers marches four prisoners past a razor wire fence through a gate. A guard shoves an elderly prisoner with eyeglasses and a long white beard toward the back of a truck. The prisoner's glasses fall to the ground. As another convict steps forward to help the old man onto the truck, a soldier tromps on the glasses, shattering them. Later, the truck rolls to a stop on an airport runway near a jet plane. An officer gets out of the truck and hands a folder to a guard. The guard inspects the file as the prisoners are led off the truck. The file contains U.S. passports of the prisoners and their names, Lee Lum Chung, Michael Sing Ku, and the old man, James Wing Chow. The guard nods and hands the folder back to the officer as the prisoners file up a ramp onto the plane. In the cockpit, a computer screen flashes, showing the flight's itinerary, departing Peking, arriving in Los Angeles. Now, in a boxing ring, Riggs takes a punch to the face. At ringside, Murtaugh cringes and hides his eyes as Riggs takes a flurry of blows, then clings to his opponent.
Hey, hold him!
Gasping, Riggs releases the other man, then lands a jab to his face. Riggs throws a combination, then tries a wild haymaker. He misses and falls to the canvas, holding his arm. Riggs rolls under the bottom rope and out of the ring.
Oh, I was just getting going, too. Hey, you're lucky, kid.
Yeah, you're lucky didn't kill you.
Yeah, you know you owe me a rematch, yeah?
Hey, anytime you want, all right, anytime.
I'm not even trained for it.
Maybe you better bring your own paramedic, too.
Later in the locker room.
I'll get some ice for the shoulder.
No, shoulder's okay, Raj.
There's nothing wrong with my shoulder.
Murtaugh helps him take off his boxing gloves.
I was faking it, Raj.
Faking it?
Yeah, Gomez was killing me out there. I didn't have anything left.
I tell you, that kid was good,
eh? He's good, but it's not all him. I mean, I've been feeling it lately, Raj.
A man opens a locker next to them. Murtaugh sits down close to Riggs.
It's like the other night on the ship when that guy nailed me, right? And yesterday I couldn't catch him. You know, other stuff, too. You know, I just thought, you know, I'm out of shape or something. You know, but it's more than that. It's like... I hate to say this.
You're getting too old for this stuff.
Yeah.
How about that? Finally.
mean, I'm only... Justin.
Yeah, you owe me. Can't beat the clock, Briggs.
Wow. Murphy's right. I mean, we're dinosaurs. What am I
do? Accept it. I got to.
No, rubbish.
Yeah.
Rubbish. No, I'm not going to accept it. No, I'm going to will it not to happen.
Will it?
Yeah.
You know, will it?
I'm not too old for this stuff. I'm not too old for this. You will it not. We're not too old for this gig. We're not too old for this gig. We're not too old for this. Say it like you believe it. We're not too old for this gig.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not too old.
I'm not going to buy a hemorrhoid cushion.
We're not too old for this gig.
I'm not going to get corns.
Yeah, I got corns, sir.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a suit. That's
it. What's wrong with wearing a suit? There's nothing wrong with a suit.
Hey, I saw a gap.
Butter struts past. Murtaugh quickly pulls up his sweatpants and hides behind a locker door. Later, at police headquarters, Leo sips from a water fountain. He spots Riggs and Murtaugh.
Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. Very funny, you know, that cop had me there for an hour. Tried to strip search me.
Did you get his phone number?
They steal Leo's donuts.
Sugar glaze with the jelly. Thanks, Leo.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, what the hell happened to you? Scratches.
Dog.
He points to his nose.
Hey, catch you drinking out of his bowl?
Very funny. I'm working on a very important PI case.
Did the dog hire you?
No, the dog didn't hire me. The people that lost the dog hired me.
Oh, sounds like a real big case.
Hey, it is a big case, Mr. Big Shot, for all you know. Oh. It's a very expensive dog. Bull short.
Bozoi.
Whatever.
Leo sits in Murtaugh's chair. Murtaugh pulls him out and sits down.
Okay, listen what happens. Instead of going all around town looking for a dog, spending all kinds of money, I went to the pound. I get the dog, take the dog home, I dye the dog, it looks exactly like their dog. Dog was a real rat, though. He scratched me all up like this. But I got the job done.
Some kind of PR business you got there, Leo.
Yeah, you spent your up. Pet infected.
Yeah, it's grand theft.
Yeah.
What's grand theft?
With trickery and device, it's a felony.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are always kidding. Whatever, I get it. Now here comes that touchy kid. I'm not here.
Captain Riggs, Captain Murtaugh.
What do you got, Putter?
The guy you chased through Chinatown?
Yeah.
The gun he dropped matched slugs on the bodies on the boat. That's your shooter.
Same guy that got away from you.
No, it didn't get too far. They found him on a rooftop nearby. Strangled.
Butters clicks his cell phone.
Excuse me. Hello? Jeez, I hate these stupid phones, man. You get a call, they cut you off. You make a call, they cut you off. What's the point?
Don't you know what they're doing, kid? They get you with the cell phones. That's what it is. They're getting you with the cell phone. They love when you get cut off. You know why? Huh? You know why? Because when you call back, which they know you're going to do, they charge you for that stinking first minute again at that high rate.
If you're lucky enough to be able to call back, because the 3-hour battery you got only lasts for 20 stinking minutes.
Riggs puts on headphones.
It's hailing. It's going. You can't hear anyway.
Tunnel or some spit, man. And they keep making it smaller. You know why they make them this small? So you can lose them. Why? So you have to buy more phones. I never lost my mother's phone. Took you 2 hours to make a damn long distance call. 4. 5. Oh, I messed up. Hang up. Gotta do it again. 4. 5. I never lost my Sports Illustrated swimsuit phone.
And how about the freaking scanners? These idiots, they get your phone number, and then they make calls all over the world.
Oh, somebody took my number.
Oh, what happened to you?
They called Afghanistan. Okay.
Murtaugh covers his eyes.
I don't know what an Afghan looks like. And even if I did, I wouldn't talk to that Afghan butt for 3 hours. I won't talk to my daddy for 3 hours.
They take you with the cell phone. Hey, you know what happens when you go to a drive-thru? They get you in. Hold on.
Why am I talking?
Leo takes out his cell phone.
Leo Getz, private investigator.
Private investigator?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Getz, I was wondering if you would be willing to investigate my privates.
Riggs mutters into his desk phone.
My privates, you stupid simp. Shove your phone up.
Oh, very funny, Riggs. You're costing me a lot of money here.
Yeah, at least $3,
yeah. $3 stick a corn to get me with the cell phone that you're getting me.
You're pretty tough when you're on the phone, aren't you, little fella?
That's right, telephone tough guy. Why am I talking to you on the phone?
Can you get out of here?
Go home.
Put up to your face. No means no.
Butters walks off.
Hey, this kid's gonna like me, I can tell.
He'd be the first one.
Okay. Whatever.
Leo leaves. Murtaugh shakes his head and Riggs pulls off his headphones.
And you know, we should hire Leo.
Hire Leo?
Yeah, hire him. You can follow Uncle Benny around.
Then Uncle Benny will see him.
Yeah, that's the idea. He'll drive him nuts.
Then Uncle Benny will shoot him.
Riggs shrugs.
Hey, let's hire him. Let's know. like steel coffins.
Later, Riggs and Murtaugh sit in the back seat of an unmarked police car.
Hey, what do you care if I want to go home and change my shirt?
Well, it's just the coffee stains, not something that would bother me.
And look at the way you dress, huh?
Hey, what's that supposed to be? Well, it's just because I don't get around in those nifty suits like you. Well, not many cops do.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I've been wondering, where's the money coming from?
Where do you think it's coming from? Where do you think it's coming from?
Look, I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, then you don't know. Okay?
Okay?
Trish gave me some money.
That's none of my damn.
Well, Trish gave me some money from my aunt, and who died, okay?
All right. Sorry.
Cars line the street in front of Murtaugh's house.
Whose car is that?
I don't know. That looks like a full house for the Lamaze class.
The driver pulls over.
It belongs to that car here?
Here you go, Captain.
Riggs and Murtaugh get out.
Well, Leanne's here and Lorna's here.
Yeah. Put it on your account, Captain.
All right, then.
Murtaugh goes in. Trish, Leanne, and Lorna stand motionless.
Hey, honey. Hey, Lorna. What the hell's going on here? I just came home to change my shirt. What the hell?
A man holds a gun to his cheek. Smiling, Wah-Sing Koo applauds from the top of the stairs.
What are you doing here?
They took the honks.
Another armed man shoves Lorna farther into the room. Murtaugh turns to his gunman. A red laser light moves up to his forehead. Riggs points his gun through the back door window.
Drop it.
Lorna ducks and grabs her gunman's weapon as Riggs bursts through the door. Murtaugh snatches his gunman's piece, then holds it on him. Wah eyes the scene from the stairs.
把枪放下。把枪放下。
The thugs drop their weapons.
Girls, get out of here!
Trish and Rianne leave. Riggs trains his laser on Wah.
Yeah, look who we got here. Uncle Benny's friend.
Hey, Bruce.
Nice pajamas.
Wah smirks at the laser point on his tunic.
What'd you do with the hogs?
Riggs trains the beam on his forehead. A thug draws a switchblade and holds it against Lorna's gun.
Drop your guns. Drop them!
Take it easy.
Riggs lowers his gun.
You're not gonna stand for that, are you, honey?
Lorna eyes the thug's foot, then stomps on it. She grabs his knife and shoves him through the kitchen door, slamming it on his arm. The gunmen leap toward their weapons. Riggs steps on a man's hand and kicks away the weapon. Murtaugh belts his gunman across the chin. With a bemused smile, Wah watches from the stairs as his man pins Riggs on the floor. Riggs throws him off. In the kitchen, Lorna breaks a chair over a fallen man. Murtaugh holds an iron floor lamp against the throat of one thug. Riggs hurls another out the window. Wah leaps over the banister and drops in front of Riggs, pinning his gun between his knees. He throws a fierce series of chops at Riggs' head, then leaps through the air, his legs scissoring toward Murtaugh, who takes a kick to the ribs. Riggs and Murtaugh draw their guns, trapping Wah between them. He trains his gun on Riggs. The trio freezes. Smiling, Wah drops his weapon. Kicking out at Murtaugh, he unclips the barrel from Riggs' gun. His spinning legs blur as he throws kicks at both men. Lorna comes out of the kitchen. He kicks her face and she drops to the floor. Later, the Chinese thugs spray lighter fluid around the house, then light it. Flames lick up the walls.
Let the women go.
Wah fingers his beads. Their hands and feet bound with duct tape. Riggs, Lorna, Murtaugh, Trish, and Rianne lie on the living room floor. Wah waves goodbye and leads his men out. Outside, the Chinese gang, dressed in black, strides away from the house as its fiery windows begin to shatter. Inside, flames engulf the stairway. Riggs shoves himself up on his elbows. He strains against the duct tape, rocking back and forth. Flames spread just behind them. A small hand appears, holding a pair of children's scissors.
Ping.
Ping works on Riggs.
Yeah. Ping, get Ping!
Move, Ping, come
move! Ping, Ping! Oh, no, no. Okay, she's got.
He frees Riggs.
Come here, Ping.
Ping snips at the tape around Murtaugh's wrists with his scissors. He breaks through and Murtaugh leaps up. Flames run up the living room curtains. Riggs and Murtaugh hurl a coffee table like a battering ram at the picture window. Murtaugh jumps out, then turns to help Lorna, who carries Ping out of the inferno. Murtaugh's wife and daughter follow, then Riggs climbs out. They race across the front lawn as neighbors run from their houses. Murtaugh hugs Trish and Rianne as their house succumbs to the flames. Holding Lorna, Riggs rubs Ping's head.
You okay, honey?
Yeah.
I owe you one, kid.
Rianne, where the keys? Rianne, the keys to your car. Where the keys?
Oh, they're in the car.
I got a car.
Yeah, we need a radio.
Breaking into a pickup truck, Riggs grabs a two-way radio.
We're going to have to go, baby. He's here.
Walter, wait,
I got to go. Yeah. How are we going to find him? We got to catch some dirt bags.
Riggs and Murtaugh take off in Rianne's car. Now a police helicopter hovers over the city.
3-way 56, this is Air 12, go ahead.
Hey, we need your eyes, guys. We're looking for a black four-door Mercedes and a black Lincoln Continental. Vicinity of Ladera at the 210 freeway.
Black Mercedes and black Continental, huh? Well, that shouldn't be too hard to find in this town.
Look, just give it a shot, will you guys? Be cooperative.
That's a roger.
Smiling, the pilot takes the helicopter lower. On the street, Riggs accelerates. Hovering, a co-pilot looks through binoculars at the freeway.
Well, what wonders never cease. We got two black Mercedes.
Bing.
One heading eastbound, one heading westbound. Eastbound one just got on the Valley View ramp.
East, okay. Okay.
We'll take that one. Try locating the Continental.
That's a roger.
How do we know we're chasing the right one?
I don't know, but we're going east and China's east, so that's
a good way. China's west, too,
well, we can't divide.
Okay, I think...
The black Mercedes speeds onto the freeway with two Chinese gunmen. Murtaugh scowls.
See him?
No, I don't feel...
Riggs greens onto the freeway and swerves around a truck.
Well, we gotta find him!
That's the one with him, Jeff!
Riggs slaloms around cars, shifting from lane to lane at high speed.
What do you want to take the home street anyway, Riggs?
I don't know, maybe they're shaking him down for more money. You know what smugglers are like.
Riggs speeds along some Jersey barriers.
I'm seeing his Uncle Payne already. He got in touch with his uncle. He left a message for me. That's how they know where I live. Damn.
That's exactly how they know.
Brake lights flare as Riggs almost rams a Jeep, then looks for a gap in the traffic.
Yeah, that's them.
That's
those bad guys left us to burn. I want to have a chat with them.
How are you going to do that? You don't have any guns.
Yeah, well, get me right up behind this trailer.
All right, but you're driving.
No, you're driving. Here, there's cruise control. All you got to do is steer.
Riggs climbs up the sunroof.
Why do you make stuff complicated?
Murtaugh slides into the driver's seat as Riggs crawls down the hood.
Come on, closer. Don't be shy, Rog. Get it up there, right behind. Closer, that's it.
Murtaugh pulls up behind a semi-truck that hauls an oversized load, half of a prefab house. Riggs stands on the hood, opens the house's back window, and hoists himself up. Murtaugh starts to pass, but Riggs slips. Murtaugh maneuvers back behind the trailer.
Thanks.
Riggs crawls through the window. Murtaugh drives along one side of the house, walled with clear plastic. Riggs opens a door on the other side, reaches down, and punches out the window of the Mercedes. He hauls the driver into the house.
I need to ask you something. Where's the hogs?
He throws the driver across the floor. In the swerving Mercedes, the other man grabs the wheel and pulls over. Murtaugh watches through the clear plastic wall as Riggs slams the driver into a cabinet. The Mercedes pulls back on the road. In the house, the Chinese thug karate kicks Riggs into the plastic.
Where's the hogs?
The thug pins Riggs against the straining plastic wall. Riggs grips a round table. The wall tears from its wooden frame as staples give way. Both men tumble down to the road, landing in the upside-down table cloaked in plastic. The table whips to the back of the trailer, caught by 20 feet of plastic. Riggs kicks the thug off into traffic. Holding the plastic like a tow rope, Riggs surfs the highway behind the trailer. Murtaugh flashes his badge at the truck driver.
LAPD! LAPD, pull over! Yeah, pull over, you see that?
Like a breaker, anybody out there? I got a crazy air phony badge trying to pull me over.
The driver speeds along, trailing Riggs 20 feet behind the house. Behind Riggs, the Mercedes accelerates. Riggs knocks a leg off the table and chucks it, shattering the windshield. The driver pulls out the leg, which hangs in the shattered glass like a splinter. Murtaugh pulls alongside and rams him. The Mercedes careens from lane to lane, then rights itself.
Get away from my boy!
The driver pulls a gun and Murtaugh rams the car again. The gun flies behind a seat. Straining, Riggs wraps the plastic around his arm. Murtaugh rams the Mercedes again, then burns past it and pulls alongside Riggs.
Hey, Riggs, come on in. I got you.
The Mercedes rams Murtaugh. Riggs reaches for the car. The Mercedes rams him. Riggs reaches out again.
Get in, baby. Come on, get in here.
The Mercedes driver spots a line of cop cars, their sirens wailing. Riggs reaches through Murtaugh's open passenger window and grabs on. Wincing against the speed, Riggs stands, then throws himself through the window.
Welcome back.
Oh, what a drag. Thanks, Rod.
Hey, what do you say about the house?
Well, I have to find out from the other guy. Go get him.
Murtaugh speeds down a ramp after the Mercedes. Their battered car pulls alongside the Chinese thug.
Pull over! Pull over! You son of a over now!
As he rams them, Riggs tries to grab him.
Keep your hands inside, then.
The car slaloms down a line of orange traffic cones. Construction workers scatter as Riggs and Murtaugh hurtle off the side of the ramp and fly through the air. They drive through the glass wall of an office building. Office workers leap out of the way as the car races down the floor.
Keep going.
Outside, the Mercedes drives on a parallel road. At high speed, they exit through the glass at the opposite end of the building and land on an elevated ramp just behind the Mercedes. The driver checks his rearview mirror. Tires blown, they roll on the rims.
Don't let up, we're gaining on him!
I got him!
Checking his mirror, the driver rolls into a cross street where a semi crashes into him. They smash into the back corner of the semi and spin around.
Okay?
Yeah, I think my heart's still beating.
Squinting, Murtaugh reads a sign on the back of the truck. If you could read this, you're too close.
Maybe a little too close.
Now at a United States Customs compound.
You are now entering an international holding area. Please have proper documentation ready.
A man opens the door of a limousine with tinted windows. Hua Xingku steps out dangling his beads. He takes a seat in the back of an electric cart as a guard drives to a building the size of an airplane hangar. Inside, they pass industrial shelves and catwalks that reach to the ceiling. Now, a guard slides open an iron gate. Hua strides through. Subtitles appear as he stops to address an older man. General, are you armed? Hua presents him with a glasses case. The general opens it, then holds the eyeglasses up to the light. Scowling, he closes the case. Hua holds up his beads. The general touches them, then speaks. When will you have the money for their release? Very soon. Hua smiles and the general turns away. A guard opens another iron gate. Bowing his head, Hua passes the general and walks through. The peaceful expression on his face shifts as he enters a room where four men wearing pink jumpsuits sit on canvas cots. They rise and stare at Hua. Hua gives a slight nod, then walks over to the oldest prisoner, the bearded elderly man from Guangshan Prison. He holds up the glasses case reverently with two hands. The old man takes out the glasses and puts them on. A soft smile appears on his face. As he bows his head, Hua breaks into a grin and bows. His face sobers as he turns to another prisoner, a taller man with a mustache. Subtitles appear. Brother, it's been a long time. It'll be our time again soon. His brother claps him on the shoulder. America has many laws, but written by men. Money can change everything. He takes his brother's hand from his shoulder, then bows and walks over to the general. At the door, he turns back for one more look at the men, then leaves. Back at the Murtaugh's, a fireman pulls a hatchet from the truck. Other firemen train their hoses on the soot-blackened, burned-out house. A cop car drives down the street, puddled with water. It weaves between five fire trucks, then pulls over. Riggs and Murtaugh get out of the back and make their way through a crowd of stunned neighbors.
Sorry, Rod. Thank you, man.
Lorna and King sit on a truck bumper.
Hey, how's my hero, huh?
Well, he's a little bit sad. He's talking about his mom and dad.
Riggs watches a shining black car pull up.
Hey, here's Butters.
Butters strides over to Murtaugh.
How's it going, Riggs?
Hi, Butters.
What the hell are you doing here?
I heard everything on the radio. I'm really sorry about your house.
Butters nods at the Murtaugh's.
This is Detective...
Butters.
That's Trish, my
How
wife.
How you doing, Trish?
Nick, Carrie.
Nick, Carrie.
Rianne.
Everybody okay?
Rianne and Butters lock eyes.
So did you get a make on the guys that did this?
Well, it was Uncle Benny.
Leo.
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 Hey, honey, hold on to that.
Leo.
Hey, you got a phone?
The phone's again?
Yeah,
that's him.
Butters hands Riggs his cell phone. As Murtaugh hugs Trish, Butters mouths, call me to Rianne.
Leo.
Kids have their place, Rianne.
Yeah.
That'll be wonderful.
He's there? Well, you stay there, okay?
Get
that's beautiful.
Popcorn.
We'll be right there. We'll be right there. Hey, Butters.
Yeah.
Can you drive us?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
He glances back at Rianne, who mouths, I'll call you. Riggs reaches for the back door of Butters' car, but Murtaugh grabs him by the scruff of the neck and shoves him to the front.
Oh.
Later, Butters drives.
Captain Murtaugh. Now, I know this is a bad time, but I think there's something you need to know about me. Now, this is hard for me.
Well, I think maybe I know what it is.
You do?
Yeah, and it's okay.
It is?
People have the right to do whatever makes them happy. And just don't expect me to like it, too.
I know this must be real hard for you.
It's impossible for me.
Riggs grins.
No, I was just hoping maybe we could get together around the holidays, say Christmas, we all come.
Hey, why the hell should we get together and see each other on Christmas?
You know, I was just trying to reach out.
But reach somewhere else. Do what you want to do, but just leave me out of it. Got it?
I got it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear no more about it, okay?
Not a word.
And what you grinning about? And start thinking about how we can get in the office and talk to Benny.
Now, Leo faces a receptionist.
What's the matter with you, sir?
What's the matter? My arm hurts. My tooth. What is this, a dentist or a proctologist?
Just please, be quiet.
I'm trying. I'm in pain.
Why don't you go see your own dentist?
Be quiet. My dentist is in Detroit.
Would you go? Oh, brother.
Open your eye. You go be the dentist.
In the back.
Doctor, excuse me. I'm sorry to bother you. We have an emergency. A man has just walked in from off the street. He's in a lot of pain. I think you better come with me.
Okay.
He leans down to Uncle Benny.
Bye.
Out in the hallway, Riggs prowls. Riggs whistles to Murtaugh. Butters joins them by a door that reads private, no entry.
You sure Leo can pull this off?
Leo's got a BS and BS.
Riggs opens the door. Alone in the office, Uncle Benny sits in a dentist chair. They tiptoe around him.
Hey, what is this?
Don't be alarmed, Uncle Benny. This is only a drill.
Shut up. Don't say a word.
Butters holds out a gun.
Now, where are the hongs? Now open wide and tell
hongs?
Us.
Hongs? Yeah. I don't know any hongs.
Yeah, you know them. The uncle paid too big to get them out of China.
More about smuggling, huh? We went through that before.
Well, we're going through it again.
Come on, I have nothing to say to you.
Yeah, these look very interesting, don't they?
He holds out dental pliers. Riggs grabs Uncle Benny's head.
Yeah. You are lousy cuffs.
No, we're good cuffs here.
Hey, what? You're right.
Yeah, this will settle him down. Breathe, Uncle Benny. Yeah.
Riggs holds a plastic mask over his mouth. Butters turns knobs, increasing the flow of gas. In another office, the dentist holds a probe in Leo's mouth as he flaps his hands. Uncle Benny closes his eyes, then smiles broadly and looks at Riggs.
Show the green lady.
Oh, man, you wasted.
Great.
Have some more.
Yeah. He'll talk.
He clamps down with the mask.
Oh, boy.
Breathe. Uncle Benny.
Uncle Benny.
That's me.
That's you.
That's you.
Now, where's the hong?
Yes.
Yanminbi.
Yanminbi.
What's Yanminbi mean?
Yanminbi means...
Yamimbi. You're a funny guy.
This guy's wasting our time.
Time for forefathers.
Forefathers.
Washington, Jefferson, those guys?
Roosevelt?
I'm sleeping with my wife's two sisters.
back, Mr. Rat.
That's a good one, Uncle Benny.
Not so good when my wife finds out.
The dentist gives Leo an injection. Butters waves the hissing gas mask around.
No, okay. And watch him trying to get out of here.
Murtaugh looks at the mask.
What you got in your hand there?
Butters holds out the mask.
A nut cup? I got some big nuts.
Murtaugh holds the mask to his mouth. Riggs inhales some. Leo winces as the dentist drills his teeth.
That's one funny son-in-law you got there, Raj. Too late for what?
Hey, Riggs, why did you call him my son-in-law?
Oh, Uncle Benny, he's not too old.
No,
my forefather's bad. Forefather's slow.
What are you talking about, Dad?
Hey, Rick, why you calling my son-in-law?
Because I am.
He claps Butters on the shoulder.
I thought he was.
Murtaugh waves his hands in the air.
No!
Butters thrusts his hips like he's having sex.
Oh, baby! He's having my baby!
My baby's having his baby!
Yo, baby! Whoa, baby!
The dentist races into the office.
What's going on? What are you doing here?
Leo follows, his mouth stuffed with cotton. Riggs grabs his chin.
Hey! Ron, look at this. Does that hurt? Yeah.
Leo yanks off his spittle bib. Murtaugh, Butters, and Riggs head for the door.
Hey, Uncle Benny, anything happens to the Homs, we're going to come back here and rip you a new one.
A new one. That's two for Benny.
Downstairs, Riggs tumbles out of an elevator.
Hey, what the hell did you do that for?
Hey, for keeping it from me and let me think he was
Hit him, not me.
As soon as we find the Homs, me, you, and Rianne's getting into this.
Murtaugh jabs Butters in the shoulder, then walks away. Now, Hong huddles with his family. At the door, a guard gestures for Hong. He clutches his wife's hand. Now, a printing press stamps out Chinese currency. The guard leads Hong through a factory, then ushers him into a small room. Wah Sing Koo stands at a large window that overlooks the factory floor. Hong glances around timidly, then turns to study the profile of an older man who sits at a desk looking into a microscope. The man stands up. Grinning, he grabs Hong's arms.
Ah, Hong!
Subtitles appear. Uncle, you're all here. All here. What's going on? Wah walks over to Hong. As payment for bringing you to America, your uncle's working for us. Now finish the job. What job? Wah glares at Hong. No time to talk now. Hong's uncle steps in. Take them to their new homes and guarantee their safety. Then I'll finish. Wah shifts his eyes, then smiles and nods. Turning, he springs at Hong, grabs his neck, and twists it. Hong drops to the floor. Wah grins at Uncle Chung. Finish now or watch the others die. Uncle Chung sits down. His mouth hangs open in stunned silence. Wah turns him toward the microscope and pats his back. He blinks into his microscope lens at a metal engraving plate. Meanwhile, Riggs radios Detective Ing.
Rimini, young bimbo, young jumpin' Jiminy, I don't know.
No,
Riggs.
Yun Minbi.
What? Say that again?
Yun Minbi.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Means people's money. It's currency in mainland China.
People's money?
Wait, what else did Benny say?
Well, it might lead somewhere. He's talking about his ancestors and Cecily. He's talking about buying them back.
Something about how tonight would be too late.
That's right.
I mean, anything to you?
No, nothing at all.
What about the guy who torched my house? In the restaurant, it was like Benny was afraid of him.
Hey, if Benny's scared of this guy, he's got to be a Chinese triad. Those guys will kill anyone who gets in their way.
That includes cops
and their families. So watch yourself, all right?
Thanks, Ying.
Keep me posted.
Yeah.
You pick up your wife, my daughter, and make sure she's safe.
Yes, sir.
I'll get Trish. You get Lorna.
Yeah, her and Ping.
Now, Waugh stares at a computer. A readout blinks verified. He slides a metal template engraved with the designs of Chinese currency beneath a glowing blue light, then lays a sheet of paper on top of it. A top plate drops down, stamping the paper. Around him, workers slice printed pages in a cutting machine and load boxes of freshly minted bills into a laundry dryer, tumbling them with plastic poker chips. Later, workers sort money into small piles bundled with rubber bands, then load the piles into suitcases. On each bill, the design surrounds portraits of Chinese leaders. 9:00. The red and white striped gate at a railroad crossing slowly lowers as a traffic light turns red. Driving, Riggs slows down the car at a desolate industrial crossing, then turns to Lorna in the passenger seat and stares. Between them, Ping sleeps. Lorna smiles.
What?
You want to get married, don't you?
No.
As he continues to stare, she smiles and looks away.
Yes. Yes, I do. If you don't want to, it's okay.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want to put any pressure on you, Riggs. I mean, if you want to someday, that'd be great. If you don't, I love you.
They gaze into one another's eyes.
I'll take you anywhere I can get you, Riggs.
Lorna startles out of her gaze, then holds his hand against her belly.
Hey, wow. Pink, feel the baby.
Oh, he's really dancing.
Yeah, he's kicking. You feel him?
Rammed from behind, their car lurches forward. Riggs throws it in reverse and burns the tires as it slowly moves onto the tracks. In a train, the conductor yanks a long iron handle.
Hang on!
Riggs throws it in drive and races forward. A limousine lands on the tracks. Riggs spins to a stop and gets out as the train smashes into the limo. Lorna comforts Ping.
It's okay. You're okay.
Hey, Riggs. Pick up Riggs.
Riggs, it's Murtaugh.
She hands him the radio.
Jeez, I'm sick of these clowns, Raj.
I say we just find him and shoot him. What do you think?
Better meet me and Butters on South Spring Street then.
Yeah, what's going on?
Murtaugh glances down at his hand.
You found my watch.
Riggs and Lorna join him at an abandoned factory.
Killed Hall, his uncle, and Uncle Benny, too. Bodies in there.
Where's the rest of the family?
They're okay. INS raided a Chinese sweatshop. Hong's family was being held there. They led him back here.
Butters holds a scrap of paper.
Looks like they were making funny money. Ink's still wet.
Where are the faces?
Well, that's why I call it funny.
Why in hell are they making Chinese money? I mean, can they even exchange this stuff here?
No, only in China.
You got Minby. I remember.
Hey, Riggs.
Yeah.
Hong's uncle was an artist. Maybe an engraver. I mean, bringing over his family could have been how he was paid to do the job. Is that a thin?
No, that's not thin. You keep talking. What?
Benny said something about paying, buying back his forefather.
That's right, the forefather.
Yeah.
Murtaugh, what'd you say?
Detective Ing.
Benny said something about buying back his forefather.
Wait. You said ancestors.
Yeah, ancestors, forefathers.
No. The number four. Forefathers. These guys were the top guys in the old Hong Kong triad.
We got a bulletin. These guys disappeared from prison. They are gone.
Yeah, Red sailed them when they took over Hong Kong.
I bet you they're here.
Damn, we're good.
Hey, Lorna, grab Ping.
Thanks, honey.
Lorna runs to Ping, who wanders in.
Hey. 10-1, I know where the money is. 20-1, I know where the forefathers are. Wait. Let me make a call.
Don't leave without us.
They file out to Detective Ing's car.
Okay, Ing, where are we going?
L.A. Harbor.
What's there?
It's what they call a foreign trade zone. There are a lot of shady deals going down with the Chinese military. It's run by a corrupt Chinese general.
I got it. Some corrupt Chinese general brought the forefathers here, and the triads buying their release.
That's what Uncle Benny meant by buying them back.
That general's gonna spit his pacifier when he finds out the money's counterfeit.
Now, a Chinese man wearing a suit places two bills in a light box and runs a scanner across them. A computer readout blinks. Picking up the bills, he approaches Waugh, who nods. He passes the bills to a guard, who hands them to the general. He turns them over as dozens of others look on, then waves them at the scanner.
Han Hao.
Detective Ng's car drives down the wide warehouse aisle, a steady red light beaming from the dash. Riggs jumps out from behind the wheel, holding the factory paper.
Hi, gang.
LAPD.
Murtaugh nods grimly at Wah.
That's so home.
Hey, this is what Uncle Benny must have meant by buying the four fathers back. Look, it's Harpo, Groucho, Chico, and...
Typo.
The four Chinese prisoners.
And who's a naughty general? Who's been lying in his pockets, huh? Naughty. Speak English?
The general glares.
What do you want?
See all this? I hope you need a lot of toilet paper back home, because that's about all it's good for.
It's counterfeit. See? Triads never prosper when they try and cheat a general.
He tosses up a wad of bills.
See for yourself.
He holds out the scrap of factory paper. An armed man takes it to the general, who compares the counterfeit design with a bill. Wah watches Riggs carefully, betraying no emotion.
There you go. Money-losing face, general-losing face. Very hard when Triad tried to sit on it.
The general looks up. Riggs grins at Wah.
I fixed you. We nailed you. We spanked you. It's beautiful.
The general pulls his gun. Riggs and Murtaugh dive.
Do we get a hand? Round them up.
Here we go.
As the cops run, Wah's men and the general's men fire at each other.
Riggs, watch out!
Murtaugh fires over Riggs' head. Riggs fires the opposite way over Murtaugh's head. Two gunmen drop. Counterfeit money scatters as bullets spray the suitcases. Wah downs an attacker, then spies on Riggs.
Was this a good idea?
That was an idea!
Butter shoots, then fights a man who attacks him from behind.
Hey, Raj!
Yeah! What the hell's going on?
Riggs ducks a spray of bullets.
IA says you're on a take! Hey, I'm on a take!
Yeah, I think it's crazy too, but you've been spending a lot of money and...
Yeah, but you have any clock? Yeah, she writes those cheesy sex novels.
Yeah.
Are you boinking her? No, I'm not boinking Ebony Clark, Chris. Trish is Ebony Clark.
Trish is Ebony.
Yeah.
You are boinking her.
Yeah, I'm boinking her.
Dressed in white, Wah races through the factory with his brother, the forefather. Attacked, they throw karate chops at armed men. Wah kicks a machine gun in midair, then uses it as a club.
I couldn't tell anybody. Too embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
We make a lot of money.
How many you got?
Two.
All right. I'll look for some more ammo.
Riggs races out from cover, firing as he goes. Gunmen spray the area with machine gun fire. Riggs sprints to safety. Now, a Chinese man leaps into a black SUV, throws it into drive, and crashes through two tables, piled with fake money. A gunman peppers the vehicle as it speeds out a cargo door. Racing down a loading dock, it bursts into flame, then pitches into the water. In the warehouse, Riggs drops down near Detective Ng.
Hey! Hey, who's the guy with the white pajamas? You know who that is?
That's Wasi Ku. The forefather with him is his older brother.
No kidding.
Murtaugh comes out from cover, gun drawn. Behind him, a gunman aims. Butters jumps in and takes the bullet, shoving Murtaugh to the ground.
Shoot! Now you got my name right!
I'm out. I gotta find some rounds.
Detective Ng takes off. Murtaugh cradles Butters.
Never been shot before.
He spots Ng.
Hey, Ng! Take care of my son-in-law here.
Running, Wah and his brother stop as a wall of stacked drums collapses. Driving a forklift, Riggs turns a circle and aims straight at Wah. In the dim light of the warehouse, his white tunic and pants flash as he spins and leaps onto the raised forks. Riggs drives into another wall of drums, dumping him off, then leaps out, wielding a chain. Wah extends his arms and helicopters through the air, landing a kick on Riggs' jaw, then stands with his fists clenched. He charges, throwing a kick to Riggs' stomach. Across the way, Murtaugh fires. Wah rears back, and the bullet hits his brother in the chest. Murtaugh aims again. Out of ammo, his gun clicks. Wah leads his brother away as Murtaugh runs in.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right. I got my ear boxed again. I'm out. Hey, I hit that piece of garbage.
Murtaugh grabs Riggs and they walk on. Ahead, Wah drags his brother, whose legs buckle beneath him. They struggle down a cement ramp to a level beneath the dock, where a steady rain pours through the planks. Riggs and Murtaugh stop by the ramp.
Come on. Go. we got door number one, number two, or number three.
Murtaugh wipes blood from the floor.
Looks like number two, Monty.
Okay, let's go.
Below, Wass stumbles as he lowers his brother to the floor.
What do we got behind door number two? Bingo.
With a fierce scowl locked on his brother's face, Wah watches him go limp. Riggs and Murtaugh stop 50 feet away.
Well, now you've done it.
Now he's really ticked.
Wah grips his brother's hand.
Since I met you, I've done some hairy stuff. But this is not going to happen. I'm going to be a grandfather. You alone are going to have a baby.
Wah lowers his brother's hand.
He ain't worth dying for, Riggs. He ain't worth it.
Riggs nods reluctantly.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, if he gets away, we can track him down later on with a, well, you know, with a howitzer or something.
Yeah.
Your son-in-law's in there bleeding. We should get him and get the hell out of here anyway. Yeah. It's raining.
Yeah, it's raining.
I'm too old for this stuff.
Yeah. Guy's too damn good.
Well, yeah, he's damn good. I mean, how did he do that thing with the gun? How the hell did he do that?
Wah slowly stands up and faces them, drenched with rain, his face locked in a furious sneer.
Huh? How?
Murtaugh glances away, then back at Riggs. Lightning flashes across their wet faces.
Yeah? Okay. Let's go ask her.
Riggs nods and leans the way. Wah takes a few slow steps toward them, glaring as they approach. Ten feet apart, they pause. Suddenly, Riggs throws a punch. Wah ducks, then kicks him in the face. Riggs crumples. Another kick sends Murtaugh to his knees. They rise, catch Wah mid-jump, then hurl him to the floor. He rolls to his feet, felling Riggs with a roundhouse kick. As Murtaugh reels from an elbow to the face, Riggs twists Wah's arm behind his back. Running up a pillar, he flips free, then kicks Riggs' feet out from under him. Murtaugh wrestles Wah to the floor. As Riggs drags him by his foot, Wah kicks him in the face and lands on his feet. Murtaugh connects with a hammer punch to the back, then a right hook to the jaw. Wah shoves him through a window. Riggs lands a few punches, then relents as Wah squeezes his throat. Watching his partner go limp, Murtaugh grabs a steel rod and impales Wah, who retaliates with a kick that knocks Murtaugh out cold. Riggs pounces. As he lifts Wah by the rod through his stomach, the ramp collapses and they plunge underwater. Getting a firm grip around Riggs' throat, Wah forces Riggs under the sunken SUV. As he thrashes, Riggs sees a machine gun and reaches for it. Wah tries to yank it away by the muzzle, and Riggs finds the trigger. As Wah sinks, Riggs swims frantically toward the surface. Gasping for air, he pulls himself up onto the collapsed ramp.
Rod! Are you up there? Are you all right? Rod!
The remaining ramp collapses, and Riggs plunges underwater again. The plummeting cement traps Riggs beneath it. Up in the warehouse, Murtaugh comes too. Underwater, Riggs lies pinned under a slab of cement.
Riggs!
Murtaugh labors to his feet.
Hey, Riggs! Riggs! Where are you, Riggs? Will you tell me, Riggs?
Riggs looks up from the sea floor.
Will we, Riggs? Will we? Riggs, you're gonna have a baby, will we?
Murtaugh gapes down at the water and takes off his jacket.
I hear you, Riggs!
In and swims toward the bottom. Under the slab of cement, Riggs struggles. Air bubbles spew from his lips. He reaches for Murtaugh as he swims over, then clenches his teeth as they try to lift the heavy slab. Riggs Riggs taps Murtaugh's hand, then holds up one finger at a time, counting to three. Together, they push, and Riggs slips free. Wrapping an arm around him, Murtaugh swims him to the surface.
I heard you, Riggs, man! I heard you! You will me to it, man! You will me, baby!
What took you so long?
What took me so long? What the hell you mean, what took me so long? I've been knocked out over here!
Riggs wiggles his fingers. Laughing, Murtaugh reaches for his hand and Riggs slips under. Murtaugh yanks his buddy back to the surface. Riggs kneels by a gravestone, holding a cane.
I haven't been here enough lately, Vicky. I'm sorry. I need to talk to you about Lorna. Me and Lorna.
Bruises and cuts mark his face.
Well, it's like this. She wants to get married. And I love her. I won't lie to you, I do. And I want to make her happy. And I'm looking for help here, honey. I don't know what to do. Funny talking to you about this stuff with the...
Riggs draws his gun. Leo holds up his hands.
Hey, Riggs.
You want to get yourself shot, is that it?
No.
Standing, he eyes Leo's sheepish face.
What the hell are you doing here?
I was tailing you. Sorry. I'll leave you alone, okay? I guess you want to be alone.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Leo walks off, then turns and looks at Riggs. He takes a few steps back.
You know, when I was a kid, I had a pet frog.
What?
Just give me a second. Let me tell you this, okay? I had this pet frog. His name was Froggy. He was my best friend in the whole world. I didn't have a lot of friends. Matter of fact, okay, I had no friends. And I used to kiss the frog, too. And I thought maybe it would turn into a princess since I was a boy. And could be my mother. They told me that she left or something. And my father was no bargain. And so just the frog, Froggy, was my friend. And I really loved him. And I took him everywhere with me. And I was riding him on my bike one day. And he jumped out of the box. And I ran him over with the back tire. I killed him. I was really heartbroken. Really. He was my best friend in the whole world, the only thing I ever loved. And then I met you and Roger. And you guys really looked after me a lot more than you really had to.
I'm terrible to you, Leo.
No. It's okay. It's okay. You're my family and my friends. You're not better friends than Froggy. You're just different. And I just thought that maybe that might be relevant.
Holding back tears, Leo peeks at Riggs, who nods.
Okay, I'll leave you alone now.
He turns away.
Leo, yeah. I got a funny thing.
He grabs his
gun.
Oh, I'm having a baby.
What?
It's Lorna. She beat me. Yep, it's Lorna.
The baby.
I'm having the baby.
Holy smoke! I'll go get the car.
I'll be two steps behind you. Okay.
With a shake of his head, Riggs grips his cane and squats by the grave, staring after Leo.
You sure picked a strange angel, honey. But I got the message. I got the message.
He fishes in his pocket for a wedding ring, then searches the sky.
I'll always have this. I'll always have you. You're here and here. Thanks, honey. I gotta go.
Now, nurses wheel Lorna's gurney.
I am not ready to have this baby!
Yes, you are! God! Daddy is ready. We're going
to please. Okay, fine, just wheel me in! You my leg is getting close!
No problems. Come on,
let's go. Give me this!
She grabs an old woman's IV pole.
I am a police officer! And I am not ready!
Riggs and Leo come out of an elevator, then run. Riggs squeezes past the old woman and bends down to Lorna.
Lorna, are you all right?
Are you the husband?
Yes, I am. Yes, are you all right, honey? Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right, Rick.
I said I didn't want to get married, but I do want to get married. I want to be a wife before I'm a mother, and I lied. I just lied, and I know you don't want to.
Okay.
You said okay?
Yes, I did. Okay. Let's do it. Okay.
He said okay.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
He said okay, Leo.
Oh, my God. What's that smell?
Yeah, right. I was on my way to the toilet and she grabbed me.
Oh, Barrett, so sorry. Barrett.
The nurses lead the old woman away. Riggs bends closer to Lorna.
Lorna, will you marry me?
She smiles up at his battered face.
Oh, Riggs. You bet I will, Riggs. Okay.
They kiss. Then Riggs turns to a nurse.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm not going. Wait, please, Riggs. Go get a minister.
Now?
Yeah, right now, because we're getting married. Oh, God, here comes another.
What do you need? License, blood test.
No, 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 wait, no. I just want to hear the words with the minister before the baby comes.
Honey, I think we...
Listen, I am getting married or there is no baby. You got it?
That should be an aspect of a transition phase.
This is no damn aspect of the damn transition phase.
Honey, everybody, calm down, okay? Okay, honey,
oh, God.
Calm down, okay?
Oh,
Leo,
God,
minister,
no.
Anything. Where?
Leo, God, I'm praying!
Leo
trots off. As the nurses wheel the gurney, Riggs breathes rhythmically. Leo brings back a tall man in a suit.
Going into here? Hey, look. Okay, here he is.
This is Rabbi Gelb.
Rabbi?
You said anything.
No, he'll do.
Okay,
hi, Rabbi.
For what I'll do? What's going on here?
Rabbi, we'd like you to marry us.
Marry?
Please.
You're
Jewish?
Not necessarily.
You got a license?
No, we don't.
Well,
Rabbi, please don't go down. She needs you to marry her. She just needs to hear the words to make her feel better before the baby comes. You know how it is. I mean,
are you both serious about this?
Absolutely.
Because I don't have time for hiding.
Real serious, Rabbi. You're really very serious.
Well, trust us. I could do it. It wouldn't be official.
It's all right. I just want to hear the words, Rabbi, you know.
What the hell? What are your names?
I'm Martin.
Lorna.
Martin,
yeah.
And Lorna.
Mm-hmm.
Baruch, what am I doing? Oh, yes. How did they go and do this?
Dearly beloved.
That's it. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the spiritual
marriage is a spiritual union.
Oh, Rabbi.
Faster. She's heading for the whole stretch.
Two people. All right, Martin, will you take Lorna to be your wife? Will you honor, love, et cetera, until death do you part? All right, Lorna, will you take Martin to be your husband, to be, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, I do.
The same thing. All right, I pronounce you man and wife. You may kiss the bride. You already did that.
Oh,
okay,
let's go.
No, wait.
Leo runs to a patient, grabs his urine sample, and dumps it in a sink.
Unsanitary.
No.
What is this?
You gotta break this glass.
I'll get that on my shoes.
You
gotta
do this.
Okay.
Riggs stomps on the cup. They race to the delivery room.
Hey! What the hell? Come back here, you little son of a gun!
Riggs takes Leo aside.
Your work is over here now. I think someone else needs you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, no.
Riggs closes the door. Leo peeks in a window.
Good luck, Lorna. Riggs.
Leo?
Yeah. Riggs shakes his hand.
Thanks,
Lorna. He gives Leo a hug. Leo pats him on the shoulder as he backs into the delivery room.
Okay.
Hey, stick around.
Okay.
Get the kid.
Hey, good luck, Lorna. Okay.
Smiling, Leo straightens his hat. Later, Riggs taps on a window.
Riggs!
A grinning nurse brings a baby wrapped in a blue blanket to the window.
Here he is.
Yeah, he's looking right at you.
He's smiling.
He knows it's you.
Riggs' eyes brim as he stares at his son. Murtaugh joins them.
Hey, Rod, look what I
did.
His nose bandaged, Murtaugh smiles at the baby. As Murtaugh gestures to a nurse, Butter joins them.
Murtaugh, baby.
No, Butter.
That's right. Butter.
Butter's baby. It better not be Murtaugh.
Butter's.
Here we go. Butter.
Look at that baby.
Leaning on a crutch, Murtaugh grins at a baby in a pink blanket. Later, Leo works a Kodak vending machine while the group poses.
27 people! Nobody thought of bringing a camera?
Leo.
Okay.
Your plastic's flaccid. Face
these machines, they take your plastic, they wreck it, then they give you the damn camera. The camera doesn't work. You know what they do here? They're just trying to...
No.
Leo.
Come on.
Okay.
Hurry up, Leo.
Captain Murphy brings in gift bags.
Look at these two babies.
A little something from everybody at the squad.
He gives a bag to each mother.
Yeah, let me see those captain badges. Give them back to me.
Of course.
Congratulations, you're sergeants again.
They fish for badges. Leo pins one on his jacket.
Thank you.
By the way, Grandpa, you're the chief one. He went to bat for you with the INS, and they're going to give asylum to the Hans.
Leo nudges Murphy into the group. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding by the U.S. Department of Education. Described by Kate Roosevelt, Dan Davis, and Carol Haas-Duttler. Read by Chloe Lehman. For more about description, call DVS at 1-800-333-1203 or visit our website at access.wgbh.org.
Hey, get this guy to take it, Leo. Get in the picture.
Yeah, all right. Doc, do me a favor. Can you take a picture of all this?
Leo hands his camera to a doctor.
My best man,
after all. Leo kneels between Lorna and Rianne in wheelchairs.
Are you all friends?
No! We're family!
Okay, on three.
One.